On today's show, we're excited to untangle all the things we tangled up on Wednesday's show. So yes, we will absolutely hit you guys with our NFL solutions. I'm excited to hear your homework, Social Media Lounge. So turn it into the teacher because we are grading papers up in here. Excited to hear what you guys have come up with for your solutions to what's going on with the NFL and the kneeling situation, but we're not going too political. I just want a real life solution. We've got Xmas tree store comparisons. That's correct. Belly's going to hit you with a whole lot there. And then I have a chance to get served at by Isner, the Wimbledon world record holder for the longest match ever. He also slams at about 190 miles an hour. And I'm doing that on Monday. So strap it on, folks. It's a fun one right here from Looch Dog in the morning.
Yo, what's up, y'all? This is Skater D.
Hey, I'm John Charles Meyer, producer of Dave Made a Maze.
Hey, what's up? This is Scott Lodotti, author of Play the Devil, and you are listening to Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
Looch Dog.
This is Andy fucking Cruz from SiriusXM 415, and you're listening to Looch Dog in the morning.
Number one podcast in the world. Yeah, boy.
Welcome back, folks. It is the number one podcast in the world. I mean, it used to be, because we're not a podcast, Belly.
We a show now.
We're a live show, and you know it. Do not call us a podcast, because Matty Potts from the Santa Monica Newsroom will absolutely blast you. Potts, we're not a podcast.
Greetings and salutations. We're a live stream, a-hole.
Who also, afterwards, you can catch a podcast of the live stream we do every single Wednesday and Friday.
There you go. All right, so there's the terminology. Don't call us a podcast. That's why we take breaks. We're bringing in something new for you guys. Live streaming's where it's at. We're always trying to stay a little bit ahead of the curve, and I feel like live streaming is where it's at. There's a lot of cool stuff coming out. Caffeine TV, YouTube TV, Twitch is huge. So we've got a big show for you today. I want to talk about pot shops, from the difference between the ones in Colorado and L.A. Belly and I have some thoughts on that. We're gonna of course, finish up these stories. But yeah, I have a chance to get served at. Is it Michael Isner? What's his first name? I got to look that up. John?
I think it's Phil.
Social Media Lounge, good morning. Welcome to the show. We're excited to be here with you again on another Friday. So turn in your homework. Remember, I am going to ask you in the second segment about your NFL solutions. That's what we'll do that. But I want to start off by cleaning some things up from last Wednesday's show. So, good morning, everyone. Let's start off by just...
John.
Is it John? It is. It's John Isner. John Isner. Potts, do you know who this is?
Do you know who it is? You don't even know the guy's name.
Fair question. Very fair.
That's a good point. The only reason I know who he is because when we were in Denver last week, we were all just on a down moment, you know, when everybody's just like dead and hungover at about 11 a.m. We're watching the Wimbledon match, and we're trying to watch it was Djokovic versus Nadal in the semis, and that's the one we really wanted to watch. We're not gonna talk a bunch of tennis here today, but the funny story is the other side of the semifinals was this Isner versus another guy, like a German guy, I believe, and this guy, they played a match, Potts, that took 7 hours, almost seven. God. It was like 6 hours and 45 minutes. And I mean, it's a joke. And it's the second time he's had a match go like this. He's about 7 feet tall, this Isner, this John Isner. And he serves it like harder than anybody on the entire tour. Okay. He was unbroken. Nobody could break his serve the first like 4 rounds of Wimbledon.
So now you expect to do it this weekend?
He's coming here on Monday, and I'm the DJ and MC for this Pro-Am tournament that he and 9 other pros are coming into town a day early. On Tuesday, there's like the DC Open,
yep.
And they're coming in on Monday. And randomly enough, I've got contacted and I've been booked to be the DJ and the MC. And it's $150 that you can pay. Anybody can just pay to have 5 serves against this guy.
Whoa!
I want to raise $150. If you guys care enough, go over to Belly. Can you find our GoFundMe? Is it TTR Studios? Can you find that real quick, just so that we can direct the people where to donate? If I get $150 donated by Monday, I will do it. I will stand in the box, and I will get smashed at by this guy, and I will video it, and I will show you all how ridiculous that will look. Do we think
that... Strike three! You're out!
Potts, do you think that I could even get a racket? I'll start...
No.
We can make side bets. Like, will I get a racket on it?
No, I think it's going to be super painful.
You think he's going to hit it? He's not going to go right at me.
I mean, I guess it, by accident, though, it just that sounds like it could be. I mean, that could be what, like 100 miles an hour,
over.
Right?
It's
I mean,
about 100. It's about 150. Yeah, 150 no miles an hour.
Nope.
So if you would like to do that, you can donate. Belly's going to find out where it at. Or do we have it? Not finding it. I think it's TTR Studios. It's just GoFundMe/TTR Studios. I'm pretty sure that's it.
Yeah, I tried that. And
no, thank you, Chief. No. Belly, what would it take while I look this up? What would it take for you to get in into the box and take serves from John? Would that scare you?
No, nothing scares me. Besides like clowns and deep ocean and sharks and No, I mean, it wouldn't scare me. I mean, yeah, it could hit balls at me at like 100 miles an hour. I'll just miss them. Like,
you're not afraid of getting hit by them.
I'm not afraid of getting beat. I'm not afraid of getting like hit by them. No.
Okay.
I've
so
been hit by paintballs.
So like, it's GoFundMe.com/
tennis balls won't hurt.
/TTR Studios. I think you're wrong. GoFundMe.com/TTR Studios.
Okay.
That's the place to go. And you can donate. Right now we're at 375. So if I get to 525 by Monday, I'll do it. I will put the $150 down, and I will videotape myself getting slammed at by a Wimbledon record holder of the longest match, and also he's like the hardest server in the entire tour. So that'll be fun.
You should get Brax.
Please get video.
I will get. Oh, I promise. That's my promise to you as the donators, because I don't want to pay for it. I'm not going to pay $150 my own money to go get crushed.
Right.
But if you guys want to see it, put your dollars where your mouth is, and I'll go do it for you. That's fair. Potts, let's figure out, we gotta get into how, I mean, was last place we left the people is me walking to IHOP with the gay couple. Thank God I was with them in the middle of LA at 12:30 at night.
Cause that's where you want to be with a couple of gay guys in West Hollywood at 12:30 at night.
I had no problem with it. In fact, I saw them as safe, just like Menage I saw IHOP as safe. No, I was like, dudes. If you don't know the backstory, you didn't hear last episode. All we're cleaning up right now, just so that I can't stand when radio shows don't finish things. So what we are...
So we're going to finish all over you.
We're going to finish all over you. Give him the big one.
Touchdown!
Yeah, that was worth it. Yeah, I went out to visit Potts, and we went to have a lot of fun. We got day drunk. We got hammered after the night was over. We walked Sunset Strip. He decided he was going to go get some food. I turned around. He's gone. I was supposed to sit at this 24-hour cafe and wait for him no longer than 15 to 30 minutes. As soon as I got to the cafe, they were closed. They were doing a deep cleaning. So now your boy has nothing to do in the middle of L.A. Potts is gone, and I've got nowhere to go. And the guy's like, well, you can try IHOP. And I turned to this two dudes next to me who just got turned away from the cafe. I said, well, IHOP. And they're like, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, thank God, Belly. What would you do if you were by yourself?
I'm always by myself. I'll be
in fine. That situation, though? Are you not nervous? You're bigger than I am.
I mean, I guess I'd be nervous, but I'd just order an Uber to somewhere safe.
Where?
IHOP.
Somewhere safe.
IHOP.
So you, okay. IHOP's and walking, it's two blocks away.
Just find some, I just Google like 24-hour restaurants. And I'm
but
sure
that, that's
IHOP
what
would
you
top
that's
the
what
list.
You would do. So you go to, okay. All right. So that's what we did.
Or I'd go back to a hotel room where or wherever I'm staying.
The only reason that I wanted to bring this up to finish it is just, I mean, Potts and I reconnected at about 2 o'clock in the morning. So basically I went to IHOP, had a full meal with these dudes, and thank God for them. Because, I mean, honestly, I was terrified.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
IHOP or Denny's? Which do you prefer? Like,
Waffle
which is
House.
Better?
Waffle House is a good answer there. None of the above, yeah.
Roscoe's
I don't know
Chicken
if we
and
have
Waffles.
A Waffle House.
You don't have a Waffle House on the West Coast. That's a Southern thing.
You got a Roscoe's Chicken and Waffles.
Roscoe's is solid.
I still haven't been there.
I mean,
I actually went.
IHOP's breakfast isn't great, folks.
No, it's not. And honestly, I think IHOP is honestly a little overpriced. At least Denny's is like cheap. But I went to an IHOP, the one on Sunset, probably the one you went to, and I was like not at all impressed.
Well, I didn't eat any food in this story. So I wasn't hungry.
You said
man.
You had a full meal.
They did. I sat there. I was in a weird place, man, because I was like kind of freaking out. And I'm just like, you know, all right, well, I'll sit here and hang out. Will you guys order a meal and just hang out with me? Because I'm not even hungry. They got a full on, you know, each one of them got a meal. We ate the whole thing. What is happening outside? Can you hear them in the microphones?
I don't. Hear
I am
him in the
freaking
head.
Out with how loud that is.
I know you're freaking out.
I'm
I could
so
see
mad
it in your eyes.
I'm
I
so mad.
See the weed whacker just cutting down everything in your.
I don't
ear.
Hear anything.
All right, so maybe yeah. the people can't hear it, but there is somebody doing some sort of construction outside. All of a sudden, of course, it happens. This is what Belly knows. It always happens right in the middle of our show.
And
our
I can
show.
Tell you right now,
why
if you don't hear it on the mics? It's because Adam has, or I'm sorry, LeCoug Luch has put together some really nice setup in here
Thank
that keeps
you.
Us all. Very clean.
I have a noise suppressor on it, so anything that goes below a certain dB level.
And they like can't hear it on the social media lounge. So
all right,
so
all right great. So I'll shut up. All
and,
right.
and you know why they're weed whacking? Because it's 10 o'clock in the morning, and that's when normal people start to do work, boys.
Oh, not so. Everybody in an apartment complex has a studio ready to broadcast to the world?
Oh, I'm sorry for weed whacking and at almost noon. Wah.
Can I sidebar? When I was in college, sophomore year, they always started, every Tuesday they did the landscaping in our complex, and I'm 19 years old, and they always started, Belly, at 8 a.m. in the same place, right underneath our window.
That's and early.
It is, and at Tuesday for a college student who doesn't have classes till 11, like, get the hell out of my life.
That's bullshit, yeah.
Well, you're getting up anyway.
I'm not, who's getting up?
You're usually up by like 8.
Not in college.
Oh, okay.
No, when I was in college, I was a college kid. And so I don't think it's wrong of me to do it, but I did lose my tiny little brain one time, and I went down there in shorts and no nothing else, no shirt, and I just went, hey, can you please start from somewhere anywhere else? Just 1 week. Start from somewhere else. And they're like, okay, dude. Have you ever had a moment like that where you just lose your mind?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Every 10 minutes.
Oh, that must be. That's funny.
So that's me at IHOP.
Yeah.
I'm in that kind of a mode. Like, Potts, where are you? I called him 9 times. I'm texting him, hello. He said you're going to be a half an hour. It's 2 hours later.
I wouldn't answer either, Potts. Jeez.
Fucking clinger.
So the moral of the story is, do not go visit Potts.
No, the moral of the story is always have a plan B.
I went to West Hollywood, so I'm in West Hollywood, and the guys are like, all right, he's not answering. Do you want to, you're going to need a hotel or something, right? And I said, yes. Can you please recommend one that's nice?
Meanwhile, he had the keys to my apartment.
I did, but I didn't realize that I had the address. I didn't know, I thought I didn't have the address at that moment.
Oh.
And so I'm like, I don't know where he lives. I know the name of the road. I mean, it's like, like, I don't even know. So, All right. So I'm like, all right, we're 0.4 miles away. There's a hotel there. And Belly, I don't want to say this hotel's name to put them on blast, but let's just say they're the most amazing in the West.
Got it.
Yeah.
And
I was going to assume that one because that is where a lot of hookers go, I think.
We'll just say they're the most amazing and they're in the West. And also, it's not a minus, but it's a plus.
It's the opposite of the worst Eastern hotel.
It's the opposite of the worst Eastern minus. Okay, there you go.
Which is Motel 8.
So I'm at the Best Western Plus. And these motherfuckers, man. I mean, I walked in. There's no one in the lobby. There's not even anyone behind the desk.
Now,
and I'm just like,
at that time, I got to point out, there's usually no one. They're all very close by and have sound sensors.
It's like 2 a.m. And yeah, I know how that works. But there's no one in there is what I'm saying. And I go in, there's 2 a.m. and I'm dressed in a Dunder Mifflin T-shirt and khaki shorts with a belt, sneakers, and a hat.
And no hooker.
No hooker. And I'm very kind. And I say to the guy, hey, man, how's it going? I was just wondering if you had a room for the night. I need a place to crash for the night. Oh, I'm sorry, sir. We're sold out. Didn't even look at the computer.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, like many people in LA, were so put off by your approach and your like nice fucking farm boy, you know, attitude that he was probably like, abso-freaking-lutely not. You can take you and your little khaki shorts on out of here, sweetheart.
I mean, why That's am right. I not allowed to stay and
were
being
cargo,
nice?
Because you're too nice. You're too nice.
They were not cargo shorts. They were just regular golf shorts. I don't understand. Like, would he rather me just be like, I need a room?
Yeah, basically.
Wow.
Yo, man, I need a room.
Unreal.
You were like, you were too welcoming.
Please excuse
like,
me,
this
sir.
Guy.
Sir, please excuse me, but could you please right. check and see if there's any rooms available?
Yeah, we don't have anything available. I mean, that's
well,
how it
he's
went.
Probably like, you know, this guy in like 4 hours, I'm going to find this kid tied up in his bed with a ball gag in his mouth, and I'm going to have to call the cops, and he just didn't want to deal with it. You
so
know? Like, you were an accident waiting to happen.
So the next thing I say is, okay. And I didn't realize that I was just being turned away at this moment. I didn't realize that until later after I left. I just was like, oh, okay. Right? I'm not even thinking about it. And I'm just like, well, is there somewhere else that you could recommend? Like, I'm not from here, man. I just need a place to crash. I can't find my friend. Like, can you help me out? And he's just like, honestly, man, there's probably not going to be anything in West, like, not until East Hollywood.
Right. And sir, I knew you weren't from here by the looks of your Dunder Mifflin t-shirt and khaki shorts. Take you it on out of here. I mean, sir, he's like, he's going to suggest a hotel. Well, let me Google it for him. Yeah, he's like, no, get out. I want this conversation to end as quickly as possible.
Belly, a hotel in Ohio would Google it for you. A hotel here would Google it. Would you guys? You work at a hotel.
Yeah, we're heavy in the customer service.
So can you grade this guy on whether or not he's a dick?
Oh, he's just...
He's being a dick.
Yeah, I mean, overnight guys, you can't really, they're working.
Come on, come out of your shell.
All right, so here's the thing. I sympathize with him in the sense of literally that guy is working in the hours where no one else is available all the time. That's probably
so
the
he's
loneliest
there to turn
individual
away?
You ever have met in your life.
Buddy, I brought $300 ready to go to the, they said it was $300 on Google. I was ready to drop that. So by the way, fuck you, Potts. You didn't make me drop $300 on a hotel room.
He didn't make you do anything.
That's
slept
true.
On the street. Everyone else, a ton of people do that in LA.
Just go to IHOP with some gay guys. What's the freaking problem? Jeez.
I had already done that. Thank you very much. So now I'm looking.
Oh, this was after
this
that?
This after
oh
that.
Gosh.
That's what I'm saying. I'm trying. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. I know, and nothing's open. So I'm
why
just
didn't
trying.
You just call me? Jeez.
Nine.
Try.
The 10th time would have been the magic number. I
unbelievable.
Mean, didn't you know
this guy.
It takes 10 times before Potts puts
so anyway,
up?
No. So you really think he's okay for turning me down? Like he doesn't want my business? I'm not being rude.
I mean, I'm fairly certain there was no vacancy.
Okay. You believe him.
Yeah, I believe him.
You're my voice of reason, so.
I believe you're
final
like the
word.
Third, you're the third or fourth person he turned away.
Okay.
And I guarantee even, you there was all sorts of vacancy.
I
1,000,000% guarantee.
Potts, I even said to him, you don't even have one room that you just like hold up for celebrities. Like, I'll pay for it. Dude, just I need a room. I'm not trying to sleep on the streets. And he's like, no, dude, I don't have anything. All right, fine. So anyway, I
sorry,
ended up-
sir. We're not expecting Leonardo DiCaprio to walk through the doors anytime soon.
Can I ask the social media lounge, was there vacancy? Was this guy just turning me away? Or is this something that he was doing because he really didn't have any rooms?
I have a comment from the social media lounge. It says, you should have known the address of where you're staying. This is on you.
Okay, that's fair enough. I thought I could trust my friend, my cousin, my brother from another mother. But honestly, good for him. He was hammered. Potts never gets to go out. Potts never gets to party anymore.
Because he works a million hours a
week. A million hours a week, and it's worth it. We've had a really nice review coming up for you from Marinate. And then we've got to get to your NFL story, so we'll do that next. What is your best way, your best solution to get the NFL to figure out the kneeling policy? We'll talk about it next, right here on Luchdog in the Morning
at litmradio.com.